Fanboys United. Comparing games so you don't have to.
Hey guys, welcome to Fanboys United Podcast, episode 5. As usual, I'm Michael, and with me is...
Who wants to go?
we gotta get this straightened out. Who goes after Michael?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going. Okay, with Christian here.
Daniel.
I'm Kevin.
And a very special guest. We found him on the street, wandering around. We have...
Gavin.
Yes.
That's not actually true. He's a...
Yeah, you're right. We found him technically in our house. He broke in and...
Tried to steal our stuff.
Yeah, but what are we going
to
do?
He just happened to know a lot of stuff about gaming.
And so, you know, apparently, yeah. We just bring him along for fun. Episode 5, we have 5 people, so...
Ooh. I just got that.
That was lame.
Oh, yes. Incredibly lame. All right, guys, just a brief overview of the episode. We will have news, previews, you know, games like Dark Athena, Wheelman, you know, Vin Diesel games, some very special Japanese preview games. Then we'll go to what we've been playing. There's no featurette, guys, today.
So sorry
about that. Yeah. We were planning to do Left 4 Dead versus Resident Evil 5, seeing which is the best zombie co-op game, but then since, well, we'll talk about news, but let's just say that we've got to wait for Resident Evil 5 a bit. Then we will end the show. We'll have a bunch of reviews today.
Yeah.
I think... A lot of reviews. That'll basically replace the featurette.
Thanks to Yuki.
Thanks to Yuki. Yeah, Yuki.
Again,
a lot of reader. Yep.
Steve.
Yep. And then Big Nose's picks. Don't play Kevin's level, and we'll end the show. All right. So let's start with news. Kevin, what? Don't play Kevin's level. Okay. We finally got some details on the Call of Duty World at War expansion map, whatever. Kevin, just talk about details.
Right. They're set to release March 19th for the Xbox 360 and PS3. And new features include co-op for the zombie survival map.
What do you mean co-op? Yeah, is there already co-op?
No, it's a new map.
Yeah, new map.
Okay.
For zombie.
New co-op map.
That is crazy stuff.
Zombie Asylum. And the PC is still pending. Though,
wow. PC gaming is dead. No offense, Gavin.
Yeah.
I invested thousands of dollars for a dead platform. Okay, some Resident Evil 5 news. This is kind of the reason why we're delaying our Versus. Capcom announced that they will be releasing a Versus competitive multiplayer mode for Resident Evil 5 in the coming weeks. You have to pay for it. It's going to be $5.
Decent.
Oh, no.
That's decent, but you're basically paying for multiplayer.
That's kind of lame. At least it's $5.
It's $5. It's a very basic. It's going to be 4-on-4, two pairs of two-man groups. It's supposed to kind of be like the Mercenaries mode, supposedly, which, you know, the two teams can kill each other or kill the zombies around the map, garnish points. But, I mean, it's developed a lot of controversy because you're basically paying for multiplayer, something that's already included in the game. You're paying for more...
Pay for, like, multiplayer on Xbox, though, for the online
stuff. I know, but, like, that's because the service is technically better. But anyways,
Yeah. Michael has said something positive about Xbox 360. This is a monumental day, people.
Yeah, okay. For now. Wait a week. No, and then, yeah, but I don't know. What do you guys think of, do you mind paying for something like that? Like, what is it? Think it's a dick move, or?
If it's good.
Maybe.
If it's good, I will pay. Exactly.
But I know, but do you think it's kind of too soon? Like, it's just literally...
Yes, a little bit. It seems like they, like, held it back on purpose and then just, like, waited to be released, then released it.
Yeah.
Kind of like the film Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Giving a real ending.
Yeah.
Pay for it.
Pay for it.
But that's happening a lot now, though. There's a lot of, like, you know, they're just releasing stuff right after it comes out.
Yeah,
they're
but...
scamming us.
They want our money!
But
of
I think...
Course.
I think there's another reason...
They want to give away money.
But I think... Honestly, though, I think Resident Evil 5 has a lot in the package itself, so there's really... it's $5, but again, it's for a mode that should technically be included in the game. I don't know. I'm probably end up getting it because I have to get it for the Versus, but...
Have to. Yes, you have to. It's a Left 4 Dead situation.
My poor wallet. Okay, enough of that. We have some Watchmen news.
Oh,
Christian.
Yes. Watchmen 2.
Who watches the Watchmen?
So, for all those
I do.
Who...
I'm not a stalker. Calm down, guys.
Okay, so for all those who have been playing the recent downloadable game, the Watchmen, the end is nigh.
Nigh is high.
The end is nigh.
I'm high on rye.
Rye?
Okay, however you arrange those words, anyway. So apparently it's supposed to be like a six-part or a certain amount, like, series.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're coming out with the second one. We don't really have a date for it yet. It's just Watchmen. It's called Watchmen 2. And apparently it's a lot of the same. It's, like, pretty much Rorschach and Night Owl. They just kind of go around. But apparently it's a little, like, darker. Like, apparently the levels are a little more seedier. It's just more, like a really dark,
more game.
Yeah.
If you, it can be that. Yeah, so that's all we really heard about. Is just, so just stay aware, look around, Watchmen 2,
if you like,
no
the
name,
first one.
No nothing.
Yeah, well, we're reviewing Watchmen, The End Is Nigh, actually, this episode. But also just note that this information is from the ESRB, who supposedly gave it its mature rating and its content. Yes, for ESRB...
Did the first one have a mature rating?
It did. It did have anyway, but if you kind of... We'll talk about it in the review anyways. But ESRB has been pretty accurate so far with their report. I mean, they kind of spoiled that Killzone 2 will have nukes in it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But... Yeah, nothing big.
That
okay.
affects the rating if a game has nuclear weapons in it?
Yeah, apparently.
Scare factor.
Hey, kids, let's learn about nuclear weapons. Yay! Okay, so we have some... Daniel, want some Army of Two 2 root news?
Yeah, instead of there, Michael, you okay?
To.
Yeah, so for those who listened last time, all those things we said are true. It's going to be called Army of Two, the 40th Day. Kind of interesting name.
Nice title.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it is going to be the same characters. What are their names again?
Rico and Salem? No, Salem.
Rico's from
Salem
Killzone 2.
Like,
yeah, no, but it is Rico.
Yeah, Ryu's from Salem.
Rio.
Something like that. You know, R.
Who cares?
R.
Who cares, Salem?
Rodriguez.
Yeah, and it could take place in Shanghai, random ass place. I don't know.
Go China!
And they are making one for the PSP too, so hopefully that's good.
Okay, so on top of that, Army of Two, it's probably one of those co-op. A lot of games are going for these co-op things, with Resident Evil 5 actually, but what do you guys think of it turning to the PSP? How do you think that's going to be done?
I think it'll be fine. PSP has a lot of potential that I think has yet
Yeah,
to
I know.
Explore.
I mean, 2009, Sony's the third parties are actually really pushing up. Two episodes ago, we talked about Little Big Planet, MotorStorm, Assassin's Creed, Rock Band will be on the PSP. Now, another Army of Two, another big franchise, really. Do you guys think it'll work, though? Like, how do you think it's going
to... Of course it'll work. I think it'll work because people can see that the value of the PSP, they're starting to see it, like... Especially since they kind of fixed the flaws in, like, the actual design of the system. Like, we already talked about this in the like, portable episode. So, like, it's smaller, lighter weight. People are really seeing how good the system can be. So, I think this is a smart move.
If they can only fix the battery life.
Well, plus,
like, buy another battery.
Like, it's not very good for first-person shooters.
No, well, Army of Two already kind of plays. Like, if you played it, it sort of plays kind of like a PSP game. It
yeah.
Like, the aiming ridicule doesn't really move super fast, so I don't think it'll be that bad.
Maybe they'll move to third person.
It is in third person.
It is third person.
Well, you said first person.
I said first person and for third-person shooters.
I think third person, well, you could have lock-on, too. So.
Yeah.
Like,
I like those lock-on
Resistance
games.
Retribution.
Oh, with the giant... Yeah, I remember
it's
that.
As good as that, and it's worth it.
Hell yeah.
Square.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I hope they add some customizable characters in multiplayer. I mean, I hope they fix multiplayer in that, but enough of Army of Two for the day, because it's kind of confusing. Daniel, why don't you talk some big boasting from Activision with their big franchise coming out this holiday?
So, yeah, Modern Warfare 2, Call of Duty, is officially... announced they are making it. It's going to come out.
Yay.
Yeah, Activision. And actually, the president of Activision said that this is going to be... What was his exact words?
I can't quote him exactly, but I think he said this is going to be like the best game this holiday season.
It looks amazing.
Brilliant, yeah. So those are mighty words from an executive. Our product would be better than other competition products. You can have my word as an executive.
Yeah, just boast a little bit there, you know.
Just a
tad.
But I don't know, man. Call of Duty 4, first Modern Warfare, really kicked a lot of ass. I don't know. This could be...
It did, I would say that.
But then, I don't know.
It's going to be good. You know it's going to be good.
Yeah, you know it's at least going
to be good. Okay, it probably can't be any worse than the fourth one.
Even if it's just an add-on.
So I got to say, it can't get...
Hoping for laser guns. Laser guns.
I was saying, it can only get better.
And a giant Japanese mech.
Yes.
Giant Japanese mech.
Gundam. Oh, no.
Sorry, Michael. I just got to... No.
That's not happen. All right, we've got some other franchise news from another big... Gavin?
Fallout 3 The Pit is coming out March, 24th or something?
24th, sorry about my crappy handwriting.
Yeah, March 4th? What? No. So it's about 4 hours of gameplay time, there's extra achievements for 360, it's like 800 Microsoft points, so $10.
How much is Henry real money?
Yeah.
$10, yeah.
We talked about details on The Pit last episode, just a quick review. It's just one of those, it's more story-oriented, takes place in Pittsburgh.
Pretty good deal, though. Like, 4 hours.
Yep.
Do you have to play the penguins? Are there penguins?
No penguins.
What?
Penguins.
Sidney Crosby left the build, left, no. Died years ago. Oh, all right, enough. So that's enough PS3, 360, PC news. Why don't we talk about our favorite, our favorite console, the Nintendo Wii news. Oh, another big game coming up.
Oh, really?
Kevin doesn't understand sarcasm.
Well, this is kind of for all those more Resident Evil fans. It's kind of like there's a lot of Resident Evil out there. So they're releasing a Resident Evil Dark Side Chronicles. And it's pretty much a remake of the second one, so it's in Raccoon City. Yeah, Raccoon. I didn't think it's actually
that name.
It's run by raccoons.
Raccoons.
There's raccoons. That'd be funny.
Okay. So it's like, apparently it's just like the second one. It's in Raccoon City, and it's like, it's kind of like Dead Space Extraction, where it's like on the rails, kind of like arcade style game.
Umbrella Chronicles.
Yeah, it's a sequel. Mm.
But the thing is, they have another zombie game, right? They have the
House of the Dead.
House of Dead. Which is exactly the same, except
Seems to be a lot of like on the rail games coming out for the Wii, which is good. It's a good use of the system.
I think that's the smartest move you can make for a mature shooting type thing on the Wii, because
it definitely is. And one thing they're going with is like they're still keeping the squad pairing kind of thing.
So yeah, from Resident Evil 5,
when you play, your partner will be slightly ahead of you, and obviously you need to the right or left, because it won't be in the middle, because that would suck.
Get out of my way, bitch!
Bam! Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're dead. Okay, so apparently Resident Evil is really looking towards the partner kind of gameplay, so I don't really know how that's going to like affect in the future, but all I can say is, I really see it myself, but it sounds good. It's probably on the Wii. It's definitely the right way to go. So all in all, it looks.
Yeah, I've seen a trailer. It looks really great, fantastically, graphically. Wow, I'm actually really, really impressed what they've done. What do you guys think of this new kind of new fad, I guess, for the Wii with the on rails arcade type shooting games?
I think it works for it.
Yeah, I think it really does work.
Yeah, because.
But would you actually buy it?
No.
Hell no. I think if you are a hardcore gamer and you really have no choice, I think it'd be a fun party game.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's like the Mario party for, like, the older people.
I don't know, but, like...
Well, no, because it's sort of like, it's for Mario older party. Audience, but it's on the Wii, so...
I think it's more of for... I think it's a... The problem with Resident Evil is that it's probably gonna be... The Japanese are probably gonna love it. No offense.
No, for sure, yeah.
I mean, the characters, it's gonna be Chris... It's gonna be, not Claire. Claire...
Chris Rock.
It's gonna be Claire Redfield. Claire Redfield and Leon S. Kennedy from the... Well, they're the...
I don't.
It'll be...
I don't like Leon's haircut, but I hope they change it.
No, they won't change it.
Oh, God, I don't like his haircut.
You're gonna rate the game based on the make it his haircut.
Yes, I am. I'm gonna give -500 points.
I don't know. It looks great, but I mean, honestly, when it comes out, it's probably come at the same time as Dead Space Extraction.
It's gonna be close.
It's gonna be really close. But yeah, okay. So enough of that. Why don't we talk about another big news? Actually, this is actually pretty big for multi-platform fans. BioShock 2.
Gasp!
Yay! Coming out this year.
Sea of Dreams.
Yes, this year, Sea of Dreams. Gavin, why don't you talk about what you know about it? Non-rumor, just what you know confirmed.
Nothing.
It's got little sisters in it and big daddies.
Wait a minute, wasn't that in the first one?
No. I've only seen the teaser trailer. I haven't seen anything else on it.
Okay, it's supposedly a part sequel, part prequel. You supposedly You supposedly play as the first big daddy.
Oh, sweet.
And then supposedly.
So how's it become a sequel? Then?
You must go to that guy who crashed the plane.
And there will be there'll be Big Sisters now.
Big Sisters?
Big Sisters. They're basically...
These names are terrible.
They're basically...
God.
That has the same face as the Big Daddies, but they're just more feminine, so they're not fat. And that's pretty much it.
That's not gonna work.
Okay, and then supposedly... Yeah, Big Sisters. That's pretty big for the franchise. And then supposedly there'll be some cool... You'll go back to Rapture. You'll go back to Rapture.
Big Smalls.
So, as you play the first Big Daddy, you have a drill in one hand, the cool drill, and you can use your plasmids, your special abilities from the first game, with the other hand.
I like the drill.
Me too.
Wow, that's gonna be pretty gory.
Pretty gory. Story supposedly, the story wise, he plays this character. I don't know if I forget his name. His daughter gets kidnapped.
I think you might see it at the beginning. It's like Tom or somebody who sleep like.
Yeah, but BioShock 2, that's going to be huge, though, because BioShock 1 was critically acclaimed and sold like nuts.
Bow down.
It was supposed to be really big, but it's not done by the same developer. So that could be okay, enough of that. BioShock was known as a single player experience, really great, but some rumors, Gavin, about it destroying that.
Yeah, it might have multiplayer. So far that's kind of been rumored.
Would it be like versus, or would it be like,
I don't know. Co-op? It's probably gonna be co-op is what they're thinking, but that's what everyone's saying, but I don't know.
I think it would work, because I think it'd be kind of like...
You could have, like, a versus make, would make sense, you know, yeah, people with plasmids against versus...
Yeah, that would make
like
sense.
Big daddies.
Versus multiplayer competitive?
Splicers versus big daddies.
Yeah.
Big daddies have to protect the little sisters.
Or, yeah, a cool game mode, like, you know, a couple players play as big daddies, and the majority of the players try and take them out, or something like that.
Yeah, and then they have, like, little sisters, so the big daddies have to protect them.
Yeah,
so
it can be...
just destroy.
Those are some game ideas. They steal
listen
from us.
Listen to us.
If you're listening.
But, yeah, 2K said those rumors aren't true, so I don't know.
And you know, executives never lie.
Well, I'll make them true.
Never. They're the most honest people ever. So, who knows?
Great, I would have an executive put a virtual window, but
right.
Okay, and then now...
In other news,
Meteor has crashed into the Earth. Yes.
Dead Rising 2.
And Lost Planet 2.
And Lost Planet 2, both coming out in 2010, not this year.
Yeah, so two big Capcom franchises.
Yes.
The word of the day is big.
BIGEON.
I think with this 2010 push of release date, I think both will be multi-platform wise. Because
it's probably better. There's no hurry. Like, we can wait.
Honestly, can you honestly compete with this lineup coming out 2009? Call of Duty 2, Modern Warfare. Sorry, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Uncharted 2.
Magazine.
By the way, do you know any 360 exclusives coming out? Ninja Blade?
Ninja Blade.
Boom.
That no, that looks good.
No, it doesn't.
That looks good.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I don't think there's that many I can name off the top of my head.
I think either
Halo Wars.
That already
came out.
Wow, I love Halo Wars with the...
It could come out
I didn't
again.
Even play it. I don't know, we'll wait to E3. But, I mean, 2009, this year of gaming is probably going to be kicked better than 2008, which is awesome.
Awesome.
I mean, kick up...
Especially for PS3, I think.
Yeah, I know, but enough... Yeah. I don't want to go to PS3 eccentric, even though I'm loving every minute of this, but, I mean...
He's a glow around him now.
Yeah, I know. That's just the radiation. No, I mean, like, 2009, you start off with a bang. Start off with Mad World for the Wii, technically Halo Wars, Killzone 2, like, and Resident Evil 5. You start the year off like that. Like,
are you gonna beat it?
Yeah, like, hell. Like, how are you gonna... No, you can only get better, because then, coming in June, you're gonna Batman Arkham Asylum, Prototype, Infamous... Then
White Knight Crystal Chronicles.
That's not official.
Shut up, Kevin.
Prototype or Infamous?
Prototype. I'm just gonna.
Really, Gavin? We talked about this last episode. What do you think of Prototype? Actually, we actually looked. What is your?
I played that the Hulk game. The one of the people who did it, right?
Right. Free Radical.
I don't know.
It does look kind of the same, doesn't it? Like one superpower.
Yeah, you kind of jump around, hit a car, stab a soldier. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can turn into.
Ooh. No, but see, this
you
thing,
can sort of turn into him like with ugly, like.
But I think
I don't know. It's just kind of weird. I'm not saying it's gonna be bad. I'm just.
But seeing with Free Radical games is that they look damn sweet. Like they look when you look at them at trailers and stuff.
Well, yeah, I know it's crazy to jump around. And
but then I don't know. For some strange reason, like exactly what Gavin said, Hulk Ultimate Destruction looked great.
Yeah,
but
you play it for a little bit, then you're like, this is fun. Then you're like, oh.
Yeah,
so fun,
like it's just this weird turn off, like. I don't know. It could be Prototype. Prototype. It could be wrong. It looks chaotic, but it could pull off an Iron Man where it just sends like millions of missiles at your ass, and you're just like dodging them, getting your ass kicked. I don't know, but I'm surprised. What do you think of Infamous then, Gavin?
He doesn't.
I'm looking forward to it because it looks kind of like Crackdown.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to Infamous because I'm a fan of the platforming style they're doing with the electricity and
plus
stuff.
Plus, it has electricity, which is cool.
Yeah.
And there's many other guys with powers too.
Yeah, other guys with powers. I'm into the huge superhero versus superhero.
Although, I wish
thing.
You could steal their powers. How awesome would that be?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
And then cool new powers.
Yeah, no, it'd be like Siler cut their heads off.
It's rated T though, so that's.
I know.
We do not in any way endorse heroes.
It's good for you though.
I do.
But okay.
Yes, I know it's good for me.
but yeah, I mean, Infamous looks cool. I think we lost track. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, 2009 is gonna be awesome.
Mark, that's embarrassing.
That was embarrassing. Okay, that's
all my fault.
Yeah. Okay. Finally, now, these past four episodes, we've been talking all platforms, but there's one vital platform we missed, That's what you brought this hobo for, Gavin. Yes. PC gaming is supposedly not dead.
The what?
It's not.
PC gaming, you remember on the computer, Kevin? See this device?
What's the computer? The thing I'm holding right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
PC gaming is still very much alive, supposedly, and there's actually some news into the gaming for PC gamers who are listening. We're probably playing Warcraft right now, but...
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But Gavin, why don't you dazzle us with your knowledge of PC gaming news?
Okay, so...
Bedazzle,
yeah.
I'm not dazzled yet.
I haven't started. There's not much. Command & Conquer Red Alert 3, there's an expansion Uprising. It's PC only. But it's also only a digital one, so there's no disc. It's like 4 new missions or 6 new missions. Command & Conquer Red Alert 3.
See, Christian's past the age of PC gaming, I mean.
Only RTSs, man.
This is an RTS.
Here's some more RTS.
Oh, well. That's even more embarrassing.
Yeah. World in Conflict Soviet Assault expansion is released.
Yeah, neither.
Oh, it was because it was released in 2007, World in Conflict, so this is...
Why the heck they make this
old news?
No, the expansion.
Oh. See, we're all just confused with PC gaming.
We don't know
what's happening.
So that's 6 new single-player missions, and extra weapons, extra fun.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, this is for kind of a mix... Oh, sorry. I just spelt it really
trippy.
Bad in my... So, for Left 4 Dead people who are playing, or listening, there's a survival pack is coming out, which has the new survival mode, kind of like Horde and Nazi Zombies.
Boo, Left 4 Dead! Sorry, go ahead.
No. The 360 one's good.
Yeah, because, but instead of, like, starting off slow and ramping up a difficulty, it instantly starts kind of, like, really hard and just gets harder, and it's timed instead of being, like, a level base where you kill enemies, it just goes on time. It also has a new survival map, Lighthouse, which...
It's just a lighthouse?
It's a lighthouse.
You'll run up, and then you run down.
Well, no, because you can go at the top of the lighthouse and snipe from there, but then you're stuck.
Wow, the open worldness is amazing.
Or you can go down to the garage, but then it's open.
Why does a lighthouse have a garage?
It just does, okay? It's
you didn't really have a chance to snipe in the
normal
game.
Yeah, but you didn't really get a chance to use it since it's...
And because, like, it's literally a straight path.
Yeah.
And then there's also 2 versus campaign maps, Dead Air and...
Are they adding any new playable characters, or is it going to be the...
No, but it's free.
Is it?
Yes.
I never knew that. I'm actually mildly confused.
So 2 new versus maps. And
impressed. Screw that. I hate Left 4 Dead.
Otherwise, not much. Empire Total War release.
That looks pretty sweet, actually. I mean, the map.
You know Empire, or no, Rome
See,
Total War?
PC gaming died for Kevin, Christian, and Daniel.
Well,
Age of Empires 2. At Age of Empires 2?
I like that.
I think the third one
is
good.
Really? When was the last time you played it?
Empire Total War is kind of the same thing as the third one.
Shut up!
Okay, so let's end off news with some pretty big Xbox Gears of War 2.
No. Snatch a chainsaw.
You want it?
Yeah, I'll do this. Gears of War 2, the new Snowblind map pack for Gears of War 2 will be coming out in March.
End of March, yeah.
It's a winter themed map, so expect a lot of snow for Horde and normal multiplayer mode, so versus, so a lot of 5 versus 5 in the snow, go Gears of War, lots of players, 10 people.
Yeah, it's got 4 maps.
Snowball fight too?
Yeah.
I know that. Pretty big guys throwing snowballs at each other.
That's kind of gay. I mean,
like when Dobby's in the background.
Yeah. Also, they're making a remake of Field Depot from the first Gears of War. That's cool, but...
What? Home Depot?
Field Depot.
Home Depot.
Where are the screwdrivers? I have one here.
Now, also, some big news before the map pack comes out. A huge update, a free update for Gears of War 2 online multiplayer.
Yeah.
Okay, supposedly, it's... Okay, first of all, let's talk about the brief flashback of the first Gears of War. Gears of War 2's current multiplayer experience. Kevin, you play Gears of War 2 multiplayer. How is the experience? It's fucked up because you can't do anything.
No, I can't play it.
Well, Gears of War 2, despite patches, despite everything else, it's still fudged up at this point.
I tried searching for players. I couldn't.
So now they're supposedly adopting a new level restructure for the game. So now you'll have ranks 1 to 100 levels. Supposedly they're ripping off the matchmaker system for
Halo?
From Halo. This is a great idea. I mean,
we heard a lot from Halo, the name Snowblind.
That's why it's so good.
Yeah, it is actually, yeah.
But they're probably making fun of him.
Yeah. but, I mean, it's free. I mean, that's actually huge news. Because Gears of War 2 multiplayer, despite its lack of stuff, it's still supposedly really great and still top on the Xbox 360 charts if you can play it. And it's free, new ranking systems. I mean, what could... It's free. I mean, that's... And it's something huge update.
Free.
So...
Might as well just get it.
Might as well... might as well, I mean...
That's free. Come on.
Yeah.
Just do it.
So a lot of you Gears 2 players who have been struggling with online, this will answer to your prayers, and you can finally appreciate the 5 versus 5 while us PS3 owners are playing Killzone 2 with 32 people,
and
so...
And mag. 256 people. I think I might cry when
that
comes out.
Isn't it 256?
I think when that happens, I hope they implement a kind of like the mic feature, like in Killzone 2.
Where you can talk to your squad?
Yeah, I mean,
like,
I do not want to talk with my entire team of 100 and plus people.
Hello, it's cover me. I'm on the other side of the map. That's you, the one beside you. I don't understand
what's going on. You know
how
big those maps are going
to happen. Hola, how are you?
Yeah, it'd be pretty funny if they're really small, though, actually.
Oh god, get a shotgun and just start killing people.
That would be awesome.
Alright, and we're getting off topic. Okay, that's enough of news. Hope you gave you some information or gave you a good laugh. Now we're gonna
there was information in there, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Let's switch back into previews, which we've kind of been doing now. Two games we've had hands on previews. So should you guys, but we've had extensive stuff. Vin Diesel games.
Vin Diesel.
The amazing bald guy who's apparently been in movies but is on hiatus until now.
The Riddick guy.
So two games he's releasing out. The Riddick guy actually. The Wheelman from Midway, and what is it called?
The Chronicles of Riddick.
Chronicles of Riddick. Assault on Dark Athena. Which is actually a remake of Escape from Butcher's Bay and
plus
a sequel. So that's a big deal. But
well,
now
not like a sequel, kind of like a half sequel.
Yeah, Daniel, you've had hands on with the title. Why don't you tell what do you think of it so far?
I liked it, but one thing I'd have to say, they really need to fix the melee combat,
which is
in
the
it.
Gayest gang I've ever played in my life. This you can't see me now, but I'm basically what you do is come, bear with me guys, so you lift your arms up and just start punching like just straight for 5 minutes, and that's
like
melee
mantis.
Yeah, that's melee combat for Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, it's really kind of awkward sometimes. You'll be like fighting some guy like for like a minute, just you're each just like attacking, or sometimes I'll like one hit them somehow. I'm not exactly sure. They really need to fix that. Also, the only other complaint I had was you die way too easily. Your health.
You know it's a stealth game, right?
Yeah, but
you're supposed to sneak around. And
they see you way too easily for a stealth game.
Yeah, it's like you're in the shadows. Night vision. What?
There's pepper spray in their eyes.
God.
Yeah, but you die way too easily since most of the game you're kind of in the open, and they see you way too easily.
Okay, but that's nice. Well, what about graphics?
Graphics,
atmosphere.
Atmosphere and graphics. You feel like you're in this dark, creepy ship.
And you feel like you're Vin Diesel with his amazing acting. I will help you.
The cutscene where they're talking is really short. Thank God, but. It makes it really long because Vin Diesel voice acting was really bad. Everyone else had good voice acting except for him.
I think they had to make up for that. I mean,
it was kind of funny. Everyone else is like saying these big long speeches. He like 3-word answers, and it's really slow.
I think one of his responses is like, it's like when he asks like Riddick, "How are you doing?" He's just like, "It doesn't matter how I'm doing. I'm either doing or I'm not."
Yeah, it was like, did you actually say that?
Okay, at first it doesn't even answer the question.
No,
that doesn't answer my question, Riddick.
Is it rated M?
Yeah, it'll be rated M. It's violent. But I mean, it is a complete package. You get a remake, next-gen remake of an awesome, great game. And, you know, a part sequel and multiplayer. If you can get past the, keep punching him until one of us lets go of our guard, then great. But does shooting work? Like shooting?
Yeah, I thought... Work.
It's made by Starbreeze Studios, the guys who made The Darkness. Hopefully these guys can do well.
What about the mech?
Oh yeah, the giant mech thing.
Is that good?
Is it mech?
There's a mech.
Take over like drones.
Is it mech?
Those aren't mechs.
They're like robot mechs. People.
Yeah.
From the future.
It's like mechs.
But yeah, I mean, it is a stealth action kind of open world dialogue. Kind of like Bioshock in a way. It's like you're stuck in an area and you're traveling from...
Yeah, I guess.
But Daniel... Something you want people to look out for comes on April 7th. Anything you want to... Or is it just something that could be worked on or not You're not looking forward to it.
If they work it out and if I can actually like, understand how to kill people with melee, I definitely get it. It's fun.
Okay. Sorry, Chronicles of Riddick, Dark Athena. Now let's talk about second preview, The Wheelman.
Wheelman.
I've had hands-on time with it. I actually think that this is an amazing game.
How amazing is it?
Honestly, for a racing shooter hybrid, I think it's better than Burnout. I think it'll be better than Burnout Paradise. I think it'll.
What about the other Burnouts?
Mighty words.
The gauntlet's been thrown.
I think that it will.
What
on the show?
And I think it uses Vin Diesel's talents extremely well. It uses his appearance for people who browse by, and literally in the demo, I don't think he talked at all. So
bonus thumbs up.
Bonus thumbs up.
Actions speak louder than words.
They replaced all the dialogue with subtitles.
Yeah, I mean,
there's mouth moves, but there's no words.
The gameplay,
game wise, I was
blown away at how incredibly well this game is played. It's kind of like Burnout, in which you're driving in a straight path. The sense of speed is amazing, but just the stunts you pull off. I mean, when you're driving a car, police cars move around you. You can literally ram cars through, and then it'll initiate a Burnout thing where it's slow motion crash. Looks great. And
how
then
do I ride upside down.
And then the best part is the incredible, awesome moves you can pull off. The slow motion moves. You can actually spin your car around. You can spin your car around in slow motion, and then you see your character pull his Vin Diesel pull his gun out, and you target spots on the car using a reticule.
No.
And
you can't see it, but Michael's using his hands.
Using my hands to prove it. And then once you target these spots on the car in brilliant slow motion, cool camera angle, like it's third person all of a sudden, the cars blow up incredibly well. There's physics. I'm incredibly impressed on how well the 180 degrees spin is, and like it doesn't feel convoluted. It fits perfect with the gameplay, and the flow is just incredible. I mean, there's an awesome sense of adrenaline when there are three cop cars surrounding you. You're shoving them into civilian traffic with a helicopter in front of you shooting you. Awesome stuff. You can actually jump. Kind of copies Pursuit Force. You can jump from car to car. That's pretty cool. Although I don't think you can in this mission because you're protecting someone. But
screw them.
Jump out of the car.
There's some mini open world elements when you have to go from part A to part B, but nothing too big. You get out of your car occasionally. It controls well.
Do you have a gun?
I have legs.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like this. It's like, hey, let's get out of the car and go to another car.
But do you have a gun?
You have a gun?
Okay.
You shoot people with a little paintball gun, and it just explodes.
Your fingers are rocking.
Really?
I mean, this is a game you guys gotta look out for, because not only does it play well, graphically, it's pretty decent. It looks like a next-gen game. But I'm incredibly impressed with the game. I'm probably gonna be playing the demo again when I'm really bored.
Is there a story to it, though?
There's a story. You are a wheel man.
And that's it?
Sounds fun.
You drive a car?
I like driving cars.
A wheelman supposedly is the person who drives. He's the getaway car for any crimes or anything.
Oh.
There's probably this big, epic, Vin Diesel style conspiracy type plot.
You know it's gonna be conspiracy.
But the demo is just you take this lady and you have to escape the cops. I'm not gonna be like, wow, this is gonna be the next Mass Effect story with Ark. No, it's not. But this is literally just a playable action movie of the year thing, like game. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah,
Action movie game.
Yeah.
Action movie game.
All right. Enough about The Wheelman. Definitely want to check that out. It's demo's available on the Xbox Live and PlayStation Store for free, obviously.
I need to pay for a demo.
That'd be bomb. That would really suck. Like, just really.
Silence. Okay. Enough of that. We got actually two listener previews from our. Oh, you want to do what?
From Yuki.
Okay, Kevin, we just...
Yeah.
So far behind.
Kevin is...
Not paying attention, Kevin.
Okay, Daniel, want to talk about some Wanted Weapons of Fate?
Wanted.
Yeah, so also demo on the Xbox 360 and...
Like, Weapons of Weavers or whatever. Have you seen a movie?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, they get their orders from, like, a giant loom from fabric.
What are you?
Awkward.
Made in China. Let's get those bastards.
No, it's true. They have a giant loom and they're like, oh, it's a secret code. 110110. And then it's like, oh, it's such and such person. And they go and kill them.
It's binary. The game is a sequel to the movie, Gavin?
I don't know. I think it's like not related at all.
No, it is.
You play as two characters.
But you don't play as the main characters. You play as.
No, you play as, what's his face?
What's his face?
You?
Who's the main character? What's his name? the actor. What's the actor's name?
It doesn't matter. I don't know.
Anyways, okay, sorry. Continue. I just
the one.
That's kind
in
of
the demo. Movie. You only play as the older guy, but I think you can also. It's like a dual storyline. You also play as. I can't believe I'm forgetting the actor's name from the movie. The main character.
Him.
Yeah, him. I think you also play as him, and
Or you play as his father.
I really don't know.
You play as his father. You don't know anything.
I haven't seen the real movie.
Okay, the movie.
So
it's just the game. Okay, I'm gonna clarify this. I know this stuff. The game is a part sequel, part prequel. The sequel part, you play as the main character from the movie. It's
on
just
the prequel. You play as the other guy.
It's his father actually.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
They're just really.
Everything's clear now.
Okay, now that's the story of you. We can't really explain this. We can't really explain a movie to you.
So
but
watch it.
Daniel, why don't you explain the gameplay elements?
Okay.
Idiot.
Curve the bullet.
Curve the bullet.
So, it's pretty much third-person shooter. Take cover. It's like Gears of War where you can move the stick to the control stick.
Damn it!
I don't get why that's funny.
Sorry, it just sounded annoying.
Move it towards other cover, and you can press the X button to like quickly jump around to the next piece of cover. General gameplay. Use the well, this is for the PlayStation 3, so use the bottom triggers, the R2 and L2. L2 is aimed at your sights up, yeah, and then R2 is shoot.
It is, really? It's another game that uses the R2 to shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
No.
But they kind of needed to do that. Well, they didn't really need
Can't
to
you
do
change it, though?
I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Might.
No, usually those games don't let you.
Yeah, if they just like that.
And so, to use your powers, there's like, obviously the main video is curving, so. Even once you kill, somebody.
How does that work, though? Do you like track the bullet and kind of move it?
No, okay, so. Right. You kill someone, you get like
action.
I
basically,
action
points.
So it's a bat signal, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not bats. It's all in real time, so you won't pause and then aim your bullet. Then you hold down R1, and then that locks onto an enemy. And they really kind of need to fix it so you can actually choose who you want to lock onto.
Yeah, it locks on the Gnosis player, and then you use the
arrow
showing.
No, it's more like a
curved arrow. A curved arc.
And then you move it with the
analog stick
to curve which way you want to. It'll be red if you can't.
Kind of
like
one of those grenade curve.
Yeah, but it's circle wise. So since you're curving the bullet, it'll go arc up or arc to the side as you're spinning the arrow around.
Wow. And so when you let go, you'll fire and. Yeah, you curve the bullet.
Occasionally, it goes slow motion in a cool way.
Yeah, I like that. It's cool.
But
although it would get.
Does it go like, say, like something on the bullet? Like. Does the bullet say something?
No, you'll see the bullet just curve around.
Darn it, I thought I had brain on it, like in the trailer.
Yeah.
Why was there one part in the movie, though?
Like, bitch or something.
Bitch.
Oh, no, it's goodbye.
I didn't actually like the demo. I actually wasn't impressed at all.
It's
overly complex.
It's too easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
You can literally just go up to the guy and press the melee and he's dead.
Although the melee killing was pretty cool.
There's like
the moves.
I know, but still, if you bullet down, there's only basically three moves.
And then if you kill two people, you get two action points. Ooh. And then you can do
two of them.
Move to cover. You're doing the move to cover, except you press the triangle and you move in slow motion, so you can like cap people while you're moving slow motion to cover.
And get more action points?
No.
I wasn't clear on if you got action points for killing people when you're using the special move.
No, you don't, because that wouldn't make any sense.
Then you just can infinitely do it, I guess. Yeah, but once you beat the demo, most things, there's like a preview of the game, which shows like other gameplay parts. If you can actually do some of the stuff that they showed at the end, it'll be really crazy. One of the things you're showing as the actor. It's really annoying.
The main
remember
character.
His name.
Just say his name.
Main character. You like running. You run against I'm not sure if it's a bookcase or whatever, like a shelf. You like run up it. You like jump off and go and. I assume it's the slow motion like part, and you just like jump off it slow motion. You're like, capping people, so if you can actually do that in the game,
yeah. But I mean, Total Overdose did that last generation.
Matrix
did that from last generation.
Much, like Matrix.
Stranglehold did that this generation.
That's a game.
Jong-Woo's Stranglehold.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
the only thing they have is the curving the bullets.
Yeah, that's all they've got, and even that, I find that kind of dumb. I mean, it's a cool game, but it's just kind of something that's like, it's not like a Gears of War 2 chainsaw thing where it's like, oh wow, I can do this again and again and again. This is kind of, it makes the game really easy.
Yeah, you just,
and honestly, I prefer John Woo because you play as Chung. You don't really?
No.
You actually prefer Weapons of Fate.
But it's not a full game yet, so it can't really compare.
I know.
I never played the full game of Stranglehold.
I know, but like as I can tell,
really
I
fun.
I know it is.
It's pretty much like awesome. A mix of the Matrix and John Woo Stranglehold.
All right, enough
so
with
if
that.
If they pull it off,
oh, you're stretching it too long.
Cool, but yeah.
Shut up, God, shut
moving
up.
Moving
on. Catch me with a hint.
Moving on. You're just getting beaten after this.
Yeah, like you guys can take.
Well, okay. Give us a second. My nose! No, okay.
Or you can hurt my nose.
What's right. The next thing? Come on.
We've got two Japanese, currently only games from our listener, Yuki, again. Great, thank you again. White Knight Chronicles and Demon's Souls. Sorry, Demon's Souls.
That's a posture, bad name.
Just get rid of the S's, okay?
Yeah.
Well, not that one in Soul. But.
Both PS3 both PS3 exclusives. Now, okay, I'm going to try and read this again. I've been practicing my English.
English.
My English. Okay, so this is what Yuki has. He's actually hands-on time with both of the full games. He will supposedly be sending us a review once he's beaten both, but, you know, these are the actual full games, not
we'll
trailers
be doing
and
our
stuff.
Own reviews.
Yeah.
Obviously we both
okay, so for White Knight Chronicles, Yuki says, White Knight is a PS3 exclusive JRPG. The game is huge in scope. Each dungeon and town has no loading times in them unless you are triggering a cutscene. So going from shop building in towns will be done with zero loading. NPCs don't pop up when you're like 2 feet away from them. There's a small mandatory install, and so far all the additional content has been getting patched. The game's online section has a forum. Funny thing was when the first forum topic I opened up read, I won get in English, which made me laugh.
I don't get it.
Well, oh, whatever. The game has had zero required grinding so far, and as far as I can tell, I'm near the end. The story is a bit cliché, but still enjoyable. Almost like taking a page...
Awesome.
It's a Japanese game, what do you expect? Almost like taking a page from Mario, you're rescuing the princess with the... Your princess is in another castle. Routine.
It's a fake. It's a blow-up doll.
Routine pulled on you one time so far, maybe they'll do it again. It's been really enjoyable so far. Yes, the game has trophies. Hey, Kevin didn't cheer or...
Trophies!
There we go. They're all hidden for some reason, which doesn't matter since I probably wouldn't be able to understand it anyways. Okay, that's Yuki's so far hands-on preview on White Knight Chronicles. He has a full game and, you know, can't wait for his actual response. Yeah. Wise, what do you think of White Knight Chronicles? What do you think of it? What you've seen?
I'm cool. Getting it.
I'm getting it.
I don't care. Even if it gets a 2, if someone gives a 2, I'm getting it.
IGN's probably going to give it a 2. Those at Jack.
Whoa.
Mike is shaking. We have a poltergeist
right now. White Knight Chronicles, it's like the first big JRPG on the PS3 exclusive. I mean, so far Xbox 360 has been getting crappy, mediocre JRPGs. A lot of them.
Don't make me keep having to defend some of them. Let's continue on.
Okay, name me 3.
Don't go there.
Name me 3 right now.
Go.
Good ones?
Yeah, good ones.
Legend of Zelda.
What? That's not a game, Kevin. Stop making
this. What's that one? The kids and the dragons?
That's like every other JRPG on existence.
Blue Dragon.
That was terrible.
Okay, I only know the name.
Dragon Quest.
Okay, but I mean,
West Dragon?
This game has this game to me is like a haven because not only do we get an MMO style multiplayer.
Hello.
We get...
What is it stand for again?
Yeah.
Then multiplayer-wise, it's like an MMO type.
What is it stand for again?
Online game.
MMO.
Massively multiplayer online.
And it is a PS3 exclusive. It won't be coming to Xbox 360 because it's published by Sony. I mean, this game is... Of course, as Yuki did say, it's kind of cliched. You're saving the princess. You got this... You're special with your special White Knight transformable ability. But I mean, the White Knight looks like a giant Japanese mech. Once I saw the mech thing, I was sold.
Oh, yes.
Except he's not a robot.
Not a robot, though. But I mean, like...
It's different.
If a JRPG on the PS... It just looks fantastic in all its elements. I mean, it Phantasm. I mean, combat is unique. It's kind of like Final Fantasy XII. Real-time, but not, like, hack-and-slash-wise. Build your own combos. Customize your own character that will appear in the story, but it will also be on your online avatar.
But he's not the main character.
He's not the main character, but he's just one of those backup guys that smiles in the background or grunts. But I mean, what do you guys think? Like, do you guys, is this like an RPG you guys want to be playing on your PS3?
Yes.
Well, I don't really know. Like, I haven't actually played a lot of JRPGs.
There aren't really others on the PS3, but...
I know, but like...
This one coming out is really, looks really, really good.
Like,
so that's the one.
And
I
Kevin, you don't really play JRPGs, do you? You don't even like them.
What?
JRPGs, like...
What are you talking about?
What you talking about?
I thought first-person shooters were RPGs.
No.
You
no.
type RPG elements.
You play as a character. No, anyways, I mean... White Knight Chronicles, PS3 exclusive. It's already out in Japan. I mean, MMO-style multiplayer, epic campaign, graphics that are pretty great-looking. Great game. We cannot wait for review from Yuki. Thanks for the preview so far. Now, another PS3 exclusive he's previewed that's out in Japan. Now...
I'm confused about this one.
Demon's Souls for the PS3.
Demon's Souls.
Now, you may have heard, obviously, from the very popular PS Nation podcast, they previewed Demon's Souls. Now, some information tidbits before we go into his previews that the game is import-friendly. If you import the Asia version, Yuki made it very clear to me that there are two versions of Demon's Souls. The Japanese version that's released, obviously, in Japan,
Japanese.
Was the one that marked...
And Bulgaria.
The one from...
What?
That's the version where PS Nation's Mark previewed. But actually, if you import the Asia version,
it's English.
It's completely in English,
which doesn't make sense.
No. If you kind of think about it. But that's a note you want to a slight note you want to note. So if you import the Asia version, it is import friendly. It is completely in English. Yuki wanted to make that extremely clear. Okay, so let's go into his hands-on preview. Demon's Souls is another PS3 exclusive. This one is an action RPG. I got the Asia version, which is entirely English. Ta-da! The game has not much of a big learning curve, as it has a big skill curve.
I was confused for a second. It's like, what?
Wait, what?
Just repeat.
The game tells you its controls and expects you to be a master of it very quickly after the tutorial level. I have died a lot, but haven't gotten discouraged. Because of this, I've finally reached the point where I can say this is a decent game.
He's decent at the game.
Yeah,
oh, really?
I can say I'm decent at the game.
Sorry.
Okay, moving on.
The game has a lot of variety to consider while fighting, which turns people off. And dying a lot will turn people off, too. The game has a multiplayer mode, which makes a game a lot easier, to the point that it becomes very enjoyable. If you have an internet connection, then it is strongly advised you never turn it off during the game. Without internet connection, this game becomes more fiendishly hard than it is already.
Oh my god.
How? With an internet connection, you got a lot of tips with both text and replay mode of other people's deaths. I assume you can get these tips without a PSN ID, but I never turned mine off while playing this game, so I'll have to test this. Of course, the entire game was designed for you to take on this challenge alone, so some of the enemies aren't really well designed to take on multiple people. Others, though, still succeed at being a challenge. After pouring in 9 hours, I've gotten 3 trophies. Wow.
Wow. This game must be incredibly hard.
I won't be getting this game.
Hell no. But I feel a lot more skillful, so hopefully I can finish this game up faster than... Hopefully I can finish this game up faster than the rate I've been going. I've killed 3 bosses, and I'm impressed with not only their size, but the uniqueness to their strategies. Overall, after getting over the initial big hurdle, I'm enjoying myself with this game.
Sorry.
Okay, so thanks again, Yuki, for another preview. I'm considering importing this with your input. Although this has been said a lot, this is a deep learning curve, supposedly. Some notes, there is co-op. You can create your own character from scratch using different classes, mage, paladin, knight.
I want to be a paladin!
But I mean, we all saw the Universal trailer for it. What do you guys think of Demon's Souls?
I'm confused.
Graphically, it's pretty good.
Graphically?
Oh yeah, but like, I don't know what's happening. All I see is some like random guy with these different weapons beating the crap out of these random creatures. So what the hell is going on?
It does, okay, the game looks extremely, it looks amazing. Is that...
It looks
yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah, I mean...
We don't know how it plays, though.
We don't know how it plays. Apparently, it's really hardcore into Yuki and other sources, but, I mean... Okay, Yuki apparently says that, you know, you feel more skillful. Maybe that'll...
I am God.
I am the game.
I can beat the game.
Yep.
If you can take the time.
But, I mean, I'm just... The atmosphere looks really dark for a RPG game, you know what I mean?
Like a Japanese one, there's no, like...
Yeah, I mean... What we've seen so far is that it... It's a really dark game. I mean, not only in the style, this tone of the game, like, there's a sense of dread and
Yeah, there is. Especially when you face, like, the enemies, they seem very, like, almost like they've taken a lot of damage, too.
Yeah.
Like, they seem very worn down.
I know, but when you see...
But
and then some of the content bridges, like, you see in the trailer, there's, like, this guy who pops out of a coffin filled with, like, spikes.
Oh, yeah,
the Iron Maiden.
Yeah, the Iron Maiden. That was terrible. I'm like, wow. And then, like...
Or in the first part, that guy, like, dangling from that thing.
Yeah, dangling upside down from a flying creature,
Then there are the miners.
The miners.
They randomly attack you.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of Silent Hill.
You kind of like that. But, like, it is dark, isn't it?
Well, yeah, he's right. There's sort of some horror elements in there.
And, combat-wise, it looks pretty... Hack and slashes. I mean, there's a giant sword. JRPG has to have a giant sword in it.
Well, obviously you have different weapons.
But the thing I was most impressed with was not only graphics, but it was the enemies themselves were huge.
Oh, yeah, there's that one with the big shield.
Double teeth monster.
The double teeth monster. There's this huge dragon, this giant blob creature, this
there's the giant knight. The ankles.
I mean, this looks like a Shadow of the Colossus type when you fight huge-ass monsters from the next huge-ass monster. I'm extremely impressed, but although it's probably I'm kind of intimidated by this whole learning curve thing. I mean,
why? Just because you can't read doesn't mean you won't be okay.
No, I don't know. It's just that, like, it's gonna be hard to play, and marks of the checkpoints are really off. But I mean, I don't know.
Who said it?
From PS Nation.
Oh, okay.
Christian was like, "Who's this guy?"
But
I thought you made a terrible mistake at that first.
I mean,
set up Yu-Gi-Oh! Wow.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not. Honestly, I'm going to wait maybe till they... If they say they're not going to bring it to North America, I'll import it, but... So they can change some stuff. But, I mean, honestly, it just looks really fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Anything
like,
you...
I watch like, someone play. If I find a player who's, like, epically, like, amazing...
I might have to Asian mode it. I might have to Asian mode it.
None of us can be there to watch him, though. Unless you want Asian mode it.
Okay, so thanks, Yuki, for another two previews. He'll hopefully be reviewing you for that. That's actually a review, idiots. Okay, so...
What?
All right, guys, so that's enough...
Sort of.
That's enough news previews. We're going to take our first break, and then we will dwelling into, what we've been playing and reviews. So,
there we go.
Yeah, can't just magically close. Kevin, you're an idiot.
What?
Okay. All right, guys, take our first break. We'll be right back. Alright, guys, and we are back. Just a quick, we got cut off last episode. Just saying that idiots, that's a review. They were looking at the wrong thing, thinking that was a preview, so they're idiots. Give yourselves a round of applause. Give yourselves a round of applause.
No.
Yeah.
I'm looking to you.
Okay.
I'm insane.
Okay, so now we're going to do what we've been playing. So, what have we been playing?
I don't know. What have you been playing, Michael?
I don't know. What have you been playing, Daniel?
I don't know.
All right then. All right, now we're wasting their time. Okay, Kevin, why don't you start? What have you been playing, man?
Candy.
No, that's what you're eating. Kevin. Oh. Difference.
I've been playing Resistance, Killzone 2. I keep confusing the two.
Right, because they're exactly alike. I mean, one has a gun. They both have guns.
Both guys.
I've been playing mostly the online though.
Oh yeah, it's so intense. That's what I've been playing too, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you just summed it up. Congratulations.
No, I've also been playing, in between breaks, Unreal Tournament. I was playing that, too. Tried some of the mods. They're pretty cool. And also
talk about that in reviews.
Played Split Screen with Daniel, because it came out with the map pack. Not the map pack, but...
Titan pack?
Nope. Yeah.
The patch. It's like 20 questions.
Yeah.
The patch. And I've been trying to make Little Big Planet levels even better.
One.
Even better.
Which makes so it's from really bad to bad. No. Hey-o, high five.
That wasn't bad.
You know what? Shut up. Your hands are sweaty. Okay, Christian, you just playing Killzone 2 online?
Pretty much just play a little bit of Watcher. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah, and the reviews of Killzone 2 online, do you think it's better than Call of Duty 4's?
I think they're different. Call of Duty 4, like...
No more talking from you. Gavin.
Oh.
I'm sorry. So, what were you saying?
No, he's not sorry.
I'm not sorry, but you can get to talking.
I was going to say, like, it's a little different. In Call of Duty, it's a lot...
Okay, now you can stop talking.
Holy crap.
Finish your point.
Forget it.
Sum it up in one word.
Intensity. What's wrong with you two?
Dancing time. No, okay.
Sorry, funny hand gestures.
Gavin, what have you been playing?
007 Quantum of Solace, the video game.
Really? Are you serial?
Like a zillion years ago.
Are Gavin's you really behind.
Super serial.
Yeah, I have the newest game I have is that game, which is pretty much a bad version of Call of Duty 4.
It runs on the same engine though.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. It's got a cover system.
Ooh,
like
it's kind of like similar to Gears mixed with Vegas, Rainbow Six Vegas.
Oh yeah, when it shifts between first person and third person.
Yeah, but it's like kind of like Gears because it has the sort of moving from cover to cover.
That's cool. Does Daniel Craig do a good job as an actor, or does he get another Hollywood half-assed video game acting job?
I mean, you don't really notice it that much, I guess, because it's just voice. It's fine. And then I've also been playing Battlefield Bad Company online.
Yeah, of course online.
Yeah, the single player I beat, which is... I'm going to have to agree with Michael now. It's funny dialogue, but the levels are just kind of like, here's a building, here's a tank,
yeah.
Rest of it is open.
Eventually agree with Michael.
In the end, you do.
But we don't say it because it inflates his ego.
I know. Okay, so who here has a PS3?
Me.
Everyone here has a PS3.
I'm raising my hand.
2 years ago, did you guys have PS3s?
No.
Daniel, did you have a PS3 when I first met you?
No.
Gavin, did you have a PS3 when I first met you? Wait, hey, that's kind of a wrong thing to say.
Yeah, because what wasn't it? Anyway.
Christian, did you have...
Yeah, it doesn't work with Christian.
And Kevin got a PS3 eventually, too, after his repeated denials.
Bless.
Mm. So eventually... You reach my conclusion.
Back to what I was playing.
I will win $1 million.
I what?
Eventually, yes, Michael.
Will I win?
So I've just been playing
dollars?
That online. I finally got to rank 20.
What?
Wow.
How many ranks are there?
25.
I'm only ranked 6.
I'm a colonel now, okay?
I'm not impressed.
It takes a long time.
Talk to me when you're a general.
So I got
Daniel's just like having a lot. Daniel's just really pessimistic today.
So got some trophies from that.
Trophies, yeah.
Always good.
And,
Whoa. Okay, that's it. Moving on.
Daniel, jeez.
Move along.
Played a bit of World at War at my friends.
Anything
Tiny
else?
Tiny bit of Warhawk, actually. I went to play Warhawk.
In the homeroom?
No.
Hell no.
Okay, I haven't touched
I haven't
home.
I have updated home, okay? So,
I haven't touched home since it first
I've,
came out.
I've touched home recently, actually.
I'd love to.
I've touched it. I've been caressing it. I'm kerosene it, taking it out a bit. Dinner.
I exposed it.
Anyways, I lost something to it. I lost my money for buying costumes, but,
You actually buy costumes?
Hell yeah.
Costumes!
I'm part of the problem. No.
Cut that right.
Okay, I've been very nostalgic.
What?
So I went and played
people don't know what that
spell
means.
That.
It's like, it's just It's like, for those of you who don't know what it means.
We're very sorry for the use of very sophisticated words.
I went and played some PS2 games. Old ones I have. Medal of Honor Frontline.
That was the most terrible game in the world.
Much fun back then. So a lot of them were bad if they're horrible. And...
Is that it from you? How about PC games?
Spore. I've been playing Spore. Because I stopped playing it. Because I got addicted to it. I kind of got bored of it, and then...
Then I had to do an intervention, and then...
It was
that bloody. Damn show?
Yeah.
But, Yeah, so that's been pretty fun, and...
Is that it, man?
Yeah, I think so.
Daniel, what have you been playing?
Okay, I've been playing... Killzone 2...
What a surprise. We all got Killzone, and we're all playing it.
Except for Gavin.
Except for me.
I thought I'd laugh at him.
That's why he's not on the show every day, because we'll just be laughing at him.
Okay, what else?
That's true.
You didn't say,
Yeah, no, I got lost for a second.
You're pulling a Kevin. Hey-o!
I played Oblivion.
Yeah, because you got your 360s.
Mm-hmm.
Is his hand sweaty?
Yeah. I think that hand's quite sweatier, though.
Yeah.
I also played some Mass Effect.
Yes! I don't want to give you a high five.
I'm going to stop giving her high fives.
Mass Effect sequel coming out.
Mm-hmm. This year?
No.
Nah.
Mass Effect's my favorite Xbox 360 exclusive. I actually played it like 8 hours.
You didn't like it at the beginning.
I didn't like it at the beginning, but I played it 8 hours straight and I beat it.
It's a good storyline.
But it gets like to the point.
That did not do that in the mic.
Sorry. You have to admit, though, it is kind of simplistic when you think about it. I mean, they're basically three dialogue choices. There's the good, the neutral, and the bad.
Well, then and when you rank really up, really good or the really bad.
Yeah, but I mean, Mass Effect, it's my favorite 360 game.
You should try to make neutral all the way through.
It's my favorite 360 game of all time. Anyways, enough of that.
I don't get anything if you're neutral.
No, you should. Just be neutral the entire way.
They say my family. I'll think about it.
A lot
it.
Of games have that now.
I'll think about it.
I feel strongly in either direction.
Okay, I've been playing Resident Evil 5, Eat Lead. I'll be reviewing those somehow or another. I've been in Killzone 2, obviously. I haven't played enough of that, actually. I should get back in the Unreal Tournament.
I'm going to beat your rank.
I've been playing... I've been very...
Not going to happen.
I've been all over the place. Actually, you've played... I'm not going to dwell into it. I'm not going to dwell on how superior I am to all of you, but...
What rank are you?
You have 2,000-something points.
We have a showdown here.
Here we go.
Oh, you checked his points?
And I have 669 in one day.
Whoa. That's actually not true. The hours amount he's played is about coming 50% of what I've played, and he's not even close to 50% of my points.
No.
Oh.
But
That's not true.
Remember Resistance 2? He and I have played the exact amount. What was it, Daniel?
You pretty much played.
Hey, it's humiliating Kevin time again on the show.
I can't remember the exact scenario but Kevin, like, played double as much as Michael, and yet he was on the exact same rank. Actually won less double.
No. Than Michael. It was the same.
No.
And I played campaign, that's why.
So did I.
So that settles that mystery, Watson.
No, so I played campaign as well.
I played it 3 times.
It doesn't matter.
But that was before you beat it.
But points are still accumulated in single player.
But that's less than multiplayer.
Okay, enough of this.
No. Sure, but Kevin loses. That's the end.
That's Kevin sucks. He's playing. Anyway.
You can't do that. Take it with the Supreme Court.
All right, that's all we've been playing. Resident Evil 5. I might be reviewing it. I might review it PS Nation. I don't know. I'll think about it. But we'll do versus. But Resident Evil 5, you want to sum up? If you don't like, if you played the demo, you don't like the controls, run like hell. Get Killzone 2, or if you own a 360, get Halo Wars. I don't know.
Get something other than this.
Get something else. If you like the controls, you're going to have one hell of a time. But just giving you a brief summary. Graphics are better than Gears of War 2. Resident Evil 5's graphics are better than Gears of War 2.
Amazing
I said it.
Graphics.
Huh?
Amazing graphics.
Amazing graphics, but it's not as great as Killzone 2 because... Well, I'm not going to dwell too deep into that. But I'm just saying, Resident Evil 5, the deciding factor for you is controls.
But you have to take time to get used
zombies.
To it.
I know. That's the thing is controls.
They're not zombies there.
Yeah.
I mean, so, Daniel can't do it.
I don't like it either.
Gavin can't do it. Christian, can you?
I can do it halfy.
Well, here's the thing.
He's the Wii version.
Here's the thing, though. Never play Resident Evil with Christian. This
I know,
is...
I'm terrible.
Okay, here's the thing, though. 85% of the time, you're going to hear him say this. Well, see ya, Michael.
Hey. I'm not the one who pulled the lever, went in the furnace,
myself. That was funny, actually. I pulled the lever, and I'm walking into this room, and I hear beep, 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 and the doors are closing around me, and it turns out I walked into a furnace. I turned it on, and I walked into it, and I burnt myself alive, but thanks to that motion, I learned how to beat a boss.
Okay.
Anyway,
that was a pure accident.
Okay, you know what, enough of that. We've been going too comedic a bit. Let's go a little more serious. Reviews. We have a lot of reviews today. Why don't we start off with something that's a bit kind of controversial, kind of, you know, iffy in the whole gaming era. Watchmen, The End Is Nigh, downloadable title for the the PlayStation Network and the Xbox Live. Guys, what did you think of this beat-em-up game?
I thought it was good. I really...
What the...
They're laughing at me because I was making stupid
stuff. You're being stupid.
Yeah, that's...
Quiet, enough of this.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I think I pretty... Watchmen was good. All in all, it was a good game. It's not worth $20, but it was a good game.
We'll talk about that. I mean, like, Kevin, what did you think of the combat?
I'm still downloading it.
What's it been, like, 4 days?
Yeah.
That's Kevin's internet for you.
Your internet's, like, worse than dial-up.
Okay, Watchmen End Is Nigh is basically a two-player beat-em-up. You have an AI guy or a split-screen buddy. No online co-op. Combat is...
What?
Combat is very, very fluid, very,
Yeah, there's a lot of combos, and when you do the combo, it depends what happens. Like, the combo always happens, and then either there's an added thing, or something happens, which is good.
Yeah.
And they're easy to do combos, I like that. It's not, like, super crazy complex moves.
4X2W.
Yeah, it's basically like you know, light heavy. It's a very, very simplistic. This isn't going to win any awards at all for originality or anything.
It's good.
It's great, though. I mean, some of the moves are absolutely fantastic. Rorschach.
The faced one.
The one without a face.
The mask.
The masked one.
The faced one. That doesn't make sense.
His
moves
are
absolutely brutal. I mean, some of the stuff he does is kind of funny. Elbow guys and crotches, headbutts them, beats the like bare hands. Night Owl is basically a Batman clone.
Pretty much.
Can't use weapons and stuff. He's not as brutal, but he's more kung fu-ish.
Doesn't he have a rage then?
No, he is charged.
Just charged, zap all around. I mean, here's the thing, though.
Like,
here's what you have to notice, though. Watchmen is a game that is fun to play because the moves you pull off are really awesome. When a bunch of gang members come at you and you and whoever, you're an AI buddy, are taking them out, doing cool, stylish, kick-ass moves, it's fun. But the thing is...
Awesome finishers.
Awesome finishers, but here's the thing, though. It is extremely short. You can beat this game
in... It's like five... There's actually a trophy if you can beat it, the entire thing, in under 80 minutes.
Which
is easy. All it is really is time, like hour maybe.
You can beat. First of all, you can play the game using the two different characters, Night Owl or Rorschach. You could beat the. Honestly, I. It's really short and it's short, but it is fun. I mean,
yeah, fun. It's a little repetitive in this sense.
It's just a fun game, but now
fun beat 'em up.
Fun,
yeah.
But here's the thing, though.
Fun to watch.
Got trophies.
Fun to
it's got trophies.
Trophies. It's fun to watch. Fun to play with a friend. Split screen. Now here's where it all. It sounds great so far. I mean, kick-ass combat, kick-ass graphics, kick-ass kind of it. But, I mean, here's where it kind of gets wonky. It's the first big thing that we want to talk about is it's $20.
Yeah, it's...
You're playing $20 for a two-hour, three-hour, three-hour, if you're generous, experience.
2 hour if you're terrible.
Two-hour experience that...
It's definitely not.
And it's a beat-em-up. Enemies don't... enemies really don't evolve. They just get reskinned.
No, sometimes they get bigger.
Badass guys.
I mean, there's one boss fight. It's okay. The story's kind of iffy.
I actually like the cutscene, kind of like they have that comic book style. Like in the cutscenes, it looks a lot like the comic book.
Well, it's a prequel to like. The
it's a prequel.
Book, yeah.
It's a prequel to the book. I mean, but it's kind of a conspiracy type thing. You'll see a lot of cameos here and there. The main two characters, Rorschach and Night Owl, are voiced by the movie actors. They do a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Very rare in that. Rorschach, indeed, I forget the actor's name, something Jekyll Hyde.
Jekyll Hyde?
What?
Hyde?
I don't know.
What?
But, I mean, okay. Now, other issues. Now, when I said the enemies are reskinned, you're going to have a light enemy, enemy with a weapon,
like,
a fat enemy.
There's actually like three enemies I found.
Yeah.
Like the
anorexic.
Yeah.
It's like the really, really skinny enemy, and it's like a really, really fat one.
And then... It's basically waves and waves. You're never. They only really break up in gameplay is when you have to split up.
Oh yeah, you either like.
Like Night Owl uses grappling hook. Rorschach like
climbs stuff.
Comes with a pipe. It's not really. It's not really a super. I don't know why they did that because the splits are very short.
Yeah, but they're kind of fun. I don't know why.
There's some hidden mini game. Sorry, not mini games, but there's some hidden parts like.
Yeah, like you have to find these like things that either upgrade your rage meter or your charge meter. That's like the meter for like special attacks. And with Rorschach, you either get a card, or with the Night Owl, you have to get batteries. And to get to them, you either go to, like, a really dark area for Night Owl, it uses night vision, or you pick locks for Rorschach. Which I actually like the pick lock thing. It's really fun.
Yeah, I mean, the game itself...
You just have to have steady hands.
The game is fun, but it does kind of feel short. I mean, it definitely feels short, and it kind of leaves you wanting more.
Which makes sense, because there's more to come.
That's why it's a series.
I know, but, like... It's $20. That's the big issue. You're paying $20 for a beat 'em up, which you can get any. You can get a longer beat 'em up on the PS2, like Dynasty Warriors, God Hand. But I mean, you're not gonna get one as graphically amazing. This was like a full high production value graphical game.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna charge $20.
Yeah, and then not to mention that some of the moves are absolutely fantastic. I mean, the melee.
The loading screens are really short.
Yeah, gameplay. It's awesome, but it's repetitive.
I mean.
What's going to decide it for you guys? The demo. I mean, what you get in the demo is what you're going to get throughout the game.
Yeah, price.
A longer.
Now, this is what, if you really do like the combat like we did, like what hooked me was the combat. What we're going to suggest, what we did, is that you're going to have to split it amongst a buddy.
You use one account.
We
each pay.
And then you each download it.
Each pay, like, split it up. Like,
that's we recommend that for this game if you really want to. I mean, because... There's no online splits. There's no online co-op, which is kind of weird. Because at least if you're charging $20, at least give us online.
Yeah, because if there's at least all the co-op you could play alone, like, and with someone else, like, you can play by yourself.
Yeah, and then, like, speaking on some of the on some budget issues, I mean, character models and enemies look great, but some of the environments are a little bland and repetitive.
Yeah, like, I know in a prison, there's, like, there's these cells, right? And in this one, there's this guy just waving. Just keep
cell
waving.
15, yeah, I mean, they got kind of lazy. Most of the pixels went to character models.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's really hard to justify a game that itself, we had so much fun,
but
we kind of cheated by paying separately. I mean, if you're going to think buying this game on your own and you don't feel comfortable sharing the price, don't get it. Get Heavenly Sword, maybe.
Heavenly Sword's a good alternative.
Yeah, a good alternative for PS3. You don't have 360. I can't find a game for 360 that like that. Maybe Dynasty
Avatar
War.
Airbender.
Avatar Shit, Airbender. What? You get 1,000 gamer points in like
first
a minute.
Level.
In the first level, but I mean, Watchmen, only get it, Watchmen, I mean, the thing is that it's great combat, great graphics, great acting.
Yeah, the acting's good, they really stick to the character, I find.
Yeah, but I mean, when you look down to price, some originality issues and repetitiveness, it all boils down to it. So, let's give a number score. I have to give it, since I really paid... I only technically paid it $5 for this. I have to give it a 7 out of 10 because it is fun, but it's repetitive. It does nothing win. But, I mean, I love Rorschach's brutal moves.
Yeah, they're good.
I love the finishing moves. I keep coming back to do those. What do you guys give it?
What do you have, Daniel?
I give it a 7.5. I liked it.
Rating pending.
I'd give it a 7. I'd give it a 7 just because I've only beat it on Rorschach, so I haven't beat Night Owl yet.
It's the same. Again, guys, I mean, if you're still kind of wondering, should I buy this or not? I'm going to say this one last time. If you don't have anyone to buy it with,
don't
get this game.
It's not worth $20.
It's not worth it. That's the big gripe. If you do have it, absolutely, I recommend
it.
It's a really fun game.
Good on you.
Okay, enough about Watchmen. Let's move on to our next review. Kevin, you've been kind of silent.
What you got?
Nobody?
That was a Nobi Nobi Boy review.
Nobi Nobi Boy.
Yeah, Nobi Nobi Boy.
First of all, for those who don't know what this trippy game is, basically you're a boy who looks kind of like a worm, and the setting basically is you're on planet Earth. Basically, there's this like map that's suspended in kind of space. It's like this flat terrain with a bunch of objects on it, and the objective is to basically stretch
Your character,
you basically use each analog stick for each half of its body, and you stretch it. You can eat stuff, too, which...
What is the point of eating? I never really understood that.
It makes you bigger.
No, it doesn't. That's what stretching does.
Once you eat too much, you poop it out, kind of.
It just, shoots out in your, back end.
Yeah.
I really didn't understand that.
So, yeah, the objective of this game is to grow bigger, and then... You have to fly up to Nobi Nobi Girl, which is this huge
version
of
you,
yourself. That's
a girl.
Yeah,
it
and it's basically
it's
a community thing, and she's basically stretching to other planets to unlock other levels, and that I found that pretty cool. You report to her every time you stretch, and she grows a bit longer.
Hey, lady, you want to stretch?
Yeah.
Let's not get on this level.
The trophies are kind of crazy.
Yeah, and the trophies...
Space squirrel!
What?
In some of the loading screens, there's this little squirrel that pops at the bottom of the screen with, antennae.
That means it's saving, though.
Oh, that's saving?
Yeah.
Okay. It's really funny.
I find this game more of a tech demo than a game.
It's more of, a physics-type thing where you just try to stretch and there are a bunch of moving
It's
$5
bucks for a game that's fun. It's a cool community experience with the,
So far they've stretched the moon, which has been unlocked. But you don't have to do anything if you don't want to. Other people are still gonna play it and unlock other levels. Like the next one is Mars. Yeah.
Nice.
Wouldn't you go in order? What about the ones on the other way?
Astronauts, Daniel.
Jeez.
Then to planet X.
I believe. Shut up. Enough. Enough of that. Kevin, why don't you just give this review to a quick, this tech demo slash game number.
A rating?
Yeah, a rating.
I give it an 8.
Yeah, same.
I'm giving it a 6.
Wow.
What?
It is fun at first, but I can't justify... I mean, you can spend your $5 a little... I loved it at first. I thought it was the best $5 I ever spent, but and then I haven't touched it since, and I don't think I ever will. I mean, honestly, save that $5 for Flower.
I find that every so often I do play it. Like, I've been...
I don't know. This is different for me. I'm giving it a 6, but that's just me. Yeah. Daniel, what do you give it?
8.
All right, well, there you have it. Pros, I guess, is fun, wacky, unique, very unique.
Yeah.
It best...
No other game I get.
The graphics...
Graphically,
It's just objects, like,
It doesn't
the
look
sprites.
Amazing,
yeah.
They made it like that. They didn't try to make it realistic.
Yeah, it's not textured or anything, but it's okay.
Cons, it's basically a tech demo, and it's not in all depth. There's no really, like... It's
point
just,
to it.
There's no point.
Well, there's a point. Stretch the girl.
To me, it's a tech demo, and that's it. To me, it's a fun tech demo, but that's it. Okay, enough of that. Let's review some game that, you know, looks fun. Eat Lead, The Return
Eat
of
Lead.
Matt Hazard. Okay,
game.
Let me try and explain the synopsis of this. You play Matt Hazard, a fictional video game hero from the old school game, but he's not real. There's no actual Matt Hazard games. Now, he's supposedly been on hiatus due to lack of crazy bad games like HazCart,
HazCart, oh, yeah,
HazMatCart, SOCOM. This game is basically a... This game...
That sounded awkward.
This game is a parody of other games. It plays on
like
so many.
Scary movie.
It kind of like scary movie for games, but it copy the gameplay wise. It's a poor man's Gears of War. It's a poor man's Gears. I mean, there's no. It uses a cover system. Third person. It's a third person cover system. You blind fire, move from cover to cover. But I mean, what it come boiled down to, it's so easy. I mean, literally, it's one of the easiest games you'll ever play. But there are
easiest trophies.
Easiest trophies ever get. Oh, like, yeah. I mean, you get a trophy for pausing the game. You get a trophy for
watching the credits.
You get a trophy for starting a new game. I mean,
is there a trophy for buying the game?
Yeah, well, that's starting a new game. Now, here's the big gripe. When I said it's easy, it is. I mean, you can pull off headshots like candy.
Oh yeah.
Watching Christian play is the funniest thing you'll ever see. He is the worst shot in the world.
I am not. Not the world.
But, I mean, okay, here's
the country.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the gripes with the game for me, gameplay-wise. Now, when I say it plays like a poor man's Gears of War, it has the same basic features of cover system, blind fire, shooting, but not as much polish. When I say not polish, I mean, aiming's a little wonky at times, like when you're aiming the reticule and you burst out of cover, the reticule thing will move up or side or whatever. It's kind of awkward because you're shooting for PS3 wise. You're shooting using the R2 and L2, which really sucks a lot.
Can't change it either.
Can't change it. And then there's like it's just some weird glitches. Like you take cover in the weirdest of places. Like when you want.
Oh yeah. Like one time I was like, I was just playing. I just played the beginning of it. So and I went out of a cover and the gun was like lined up with a thing, but the reticule was red. So I like okay. So I pulled the trigger, killed the guy. I'm like, well, that's possible. Through the wall.
And then. And then blind fire is too accurate.
Oh yeah, that was the
blind
best.
Fire is way too accurate.
Headshot.
And then also it's just these weird.
Well, that's not Christian doing headshots.
That's me doing headshots. That's me doing headshots. But I mean, and then there's this really annoying part when the boss fights. For example, you're on a ship, and on both sides of the ships are giant tentacles that are lashing down. One hit
you'll
kill.
You stole this from IGN.
I know, but this is the most frustrating part of the game.
Oh, okay.
And then lashing down now. This is our friend, but I mean, the worst part of this boss fight is that it doesn't. The game itself plays like it's glitchy. The boss fight's annoying because you gotta do so many things that the controls aren't gonna allow you to do. Like, melee. Okay, that's gameplay wise, but now overall game choices. First of all, the ammunition in your guns are so small.
It's so funny.
Oh my god. I mean, your pistol, you get 43 shots max with a laser pistol. It takes half that to kill one Space Marine. When you're doing melee attacks, which are kind of like. Stylized melee attacks, like it zooms in on it and do cool finishing moves. You can still take damage during those melee attacks, which is so stupid because it encourages you to do that. Cover can be destroyed in 3 shots from an enemy, but the thing is that it's so the game you die from a couple of shots themselves. The game is it forces you to take cover, but it makes you kind of play like an arcade old last generation shooter where you're just running around shooting people.
I love those games.
It's a bad choice, and then the ammunition thing is terrible. Now, enemy-wise, it's terrible. Enemy AI is stupid. They'll run up to you, stand still shooting you. They'll take cover, like, they'll do the typical, like, when they're behind cover, they'll pop out, pop back in, pop out, pop back in, crouch, then pop out.
Oh.
An enemy and then, plus...
Tricky.
Now, I guess Christian up a lot.
Yeah, and then...
The crouching.
Yeah, now here's the thing, though. More enemy types, the AI is stupid. Now, enemy types-wise, you're going to face a variety of enemies, but here's the problem. each enemy can only be killed a certain way. Zombies can only be killed by headshots. These robot vixen hookers or whatever can only be killed by shooting them and then meleeing them. The space marines can only be killed by using their own weapons, which is a huge pain in the ass. Because not only do you have to kill one to get their weapon.
So how do you kill it?
You have to melee them, but then you'll get shot while doing the melee. And then, what else is enemies? I think that's it. Oh yeah, the Silcom characters, these guys who look like cyborg ninjas from Metal Gear 1. These guys use water guns that hurt you. They're fun enemies, but they're normal. But I mean, here's the thing though. What really pisses me off is that the game tries to be different, tries not to be redheaded by sending different waves of enemies at you. But here's the problem. When I said that Space Marines have to be killed by using their own weapons, what the game is going to do is they're going to throw at you zombies and regular grunts, with each of them have normal firearms, right? You take the normal firearms, you kill them all, then they give you Space Marines. You have no weapons that can kill the Space Marines, right? And you're forced to melee one. Now, you have special abilities like freeze and fire, but they're not really used properly. I mean, they're kind of basic. When you activate ice power, anything you shoot will get frozen temporarily. Fire, anything you shoot will come on fire.
Burst into flames.
But I mean,
spontaneous combustion.
I was really looking forward to it, but gameplay wise, it's so convoluted. It's so basic. It's stupid. Really terrible design choices. I mean, when I have, if I can only have 43 bullets in my gun, it takes half of that to kill one enemy, and they send five at them. 43
bullets.
Exactly.
In your clip?
No, in the full everything.
Whoa.
I don't know. And then the weapons are repetitive, stupid. Yeah, I'm so disappointed with them. Here's the big shining point: the plot. This game is hilariously funny. It takes really great pokes and funs at the game genre, like, you know, the JRPG hero you've seen in games, where it makes fun of how, like, Japanese RPGs have text, no voice. The enemy, the boss fight, you fight a Japanese RPG hero who attacks you turn-based. You actually see him selecting the menu and stuff like that. It's really great. You have Captain Carpenter, which is a play on Mario. I could not stop laughing when I see this fat 3D Italy stereotype Captain Carpenter. He jumps up, hits a brick like in the games, and this giant green plumbing thing comes out and he jumps in. It's I love it. Also, there's a play on the wizard, like kind of like a William Shatner S Gandalf character, like, "You shall not pass at all," something like that.
Master Chef,
play on Master Chief from Halo series. I mean, this game has a really great cast of characters.
Oh yeah, it's honestly, I think it should have made a movie than a game.
Yeah, and the Mad Hazard character himself, you know, it's Hazard Time. It's really fun. Will Arnett voices him. He's great. I mean, I really like the plot. I really like the characters, the atmosphere they've created, this parody. But here's the problem. Each of these cool characters only appear once in a 15-second cutscene. Captain Carpenter, I said, I love this bit, but that's it. He's gone in the rest of the game. And all these cool characters, would have been cool is that they all have these cast of characters band together and fight. I mean, that would have been awesome, but they don't. It's a one-at-a-time affair, more of a cameo, parody cameo than an actual thing. And then the rest of the gameplay is just these wave after wave of different enemies that piss you off. Finally, the last problem I have...
Oh, man.
I know, there's lots of problems with this game.
You have to say them all.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Just that levels are too long. This game stretches levels way too long. Like, the point in which I had to stop playing, play something else to get back into the game. Because I was literally just like, fuck, another, like, classroom? Jesus.
Swears.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, Michael. Jesus, we should bleep this.
Now iTunes is going to give us the explicit rating.
Oh my God, levels stretch too long. Now, I've been ranting on, it plays okay, but they're, again, level designs. Now, if I had to give it a score, I have to give it like a 5.5 out of 10.
I think it's our lowest score ever.
That's the lowest score, but here's the thing though. Yeah. Rent this game. I bought this game. That's why I'm so fucking depressed. Alright, I swear again. But I bought this game. Don't do this. It's not worth $50 at all. No multiplayer, no crap. Yeah, rent
isn't
this.
Isn't that a good thing? No crap.
Whatever you do, rent this game. Rent for the laughs, for the hilarity. But
don't buy it.
Just, for the love of God, don't buy this game. Please don't suffer like I did.
Or steal it.
Or steal it.
We did not endorse crime, okay?
That's a good line. Don't we? I do. Fanboys United do not endorse crime. Okay, that's enough for me. Christian, you play this game. What do you think? What any opinion? Do you share my views?
Really, I just played like the first of the level, and I honestly, the best part of the game was not the gameplay; it was the cutscenes. In the first cutscene there ever is, like, you're talking, like, this almost, like, Afro Samurai guy.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, dialogue from, like, the 1979s. It's just really, really hilarious to watch.
The 1979s?
Yes. Yes, you know, the entire year, the 9s.
You might as well go to YouTube, though, if you want to watch this cutscene.
Actually, that's a good suggestion.
Yeah, just go see the cut. They're actually pretty, they're pretty hilarious.
All right. Yep. So, 5.5, lowest rating yet on Fanboys United. Rent it. You have a rent it. That's the best I can give it. Next review.
UT3?
You want to talk about, okay, Unreal Tournament 3. Now, this game is at least a year old. Talking way too much. Please take over.
Okay, so Unreal Tournament 3. Really, really simple. That's my guess. First thing I say about
it. Yeah, it's like, pretty kind of arcadey action shooter.
Just shoot
'em. Shoot 'em.
Just frantically.
It's kind of frantic online.
A bunch of weapons and vehicles, different types. It's futuristic.
It's kind
of
cool at first, I find, because it's got good graphics and
great graphics.
Yeah, good graphics.
The weapons are so cool, like.
Like the bio gun is these bulges that explode. Yeah.
Pulling their spine.
There's some crazy ass weapons.
Some good vehicles too. Cool modes. Dumbass bots.
I didn't find there was that.
I'm talking about the 360 version, but. The boss
were
pretty dumb in that version.
You say 360. It reflects on the players themselves. Hell!
Come on!
But
the PlayStation 3 fanboy strikes again.
Eventually, it kind of gets kind of boring, the combat.
I find I just go into another vehicle and then I have fun again. Like, there's this Dark Walker. It's kind of like from the movie War of the Worlds. It's one of those things that shoots like lasers and it stands on like three legs and just.
It's just the action is too kind of frantic. Like,
yeah,
like, you get these really big firefights, you're just kind of jumping around, pressing.
Yeah, I know you
fire
can.
A lot. And
just going up to them and shooting.
Stuff's exploding. And,
you
like,
can't really see a lot. What I noticed that you can't. You there's like a vision. I don't know what it's about, but just like you can't see.
Oh,
it's really, like, really small...
Open your eyes.
Tunnel vision kind of game.
The single-player campaign also really
sucks.
It's
a joke.
It's
like,
let's
go to this arena. Yes, okay.
It's pretty much a bunch of, like, arena battles, but it's trying to be serious.
Yeah, you know, it's
like a war.
Yeah, we have to lower the bridge in order to fight this army.
Just as
8-on-8, go!
And it's like an arcade stadium battle.
And they try to add into the story that they make respawns...
Yeah, so if you die, you'll just come back to life.
Yeah.
So is it a joke? What about multiplayer?
Multiplayer, I guess, is kind of.
It's the same thing.
But there are not
but
that many people.
There's mods for the PS3, we put that out.
That's the reason why we're reviewing this, guys, because recently for the PS3 they released a trophy split-screen patch. A lot of you are saying, oh, is this worth it? Hell yes! It's $20 for a game with graphics that are that are on par with Gears of War 1, maybe not as close as 2. Split-screen trophies, $20, awesome graphics, mods...
Mods are really cool.
Mods are yeah. And what do you guys think of? But here's the gripes. Gameplay wise, it's not. It's an old school type game, Counter Strike like, where you go around picking up the weapons.
You move like super fast.
Yeah.
jumping from like rooftop to rooftop. Tri-barrel.
They pretty much stuck with their original design.
Yeah.
They haven't changed the series at all.
Yeah, I mean, they really just put awesome. Unreal UT3 engine graphics onto it.
Pretty much, that's it.
And then, but some of the vehicles are really cool. Like, I remember when Christian was replaying this, remember?
Oh, yeah. The vehicle that I didn't... I was standing on this platform, I'm shooting this vehicle, and just, like, literally it floats 3 feet in the air and runs my ass over.
And he just screams, it can fly?
Yes, I don't know where it came from.
Oh, yeah.
Mods are also...
Mods are awesome. Trust me.
Yeah.
When you put the third-person camera mod...
Third-person's actually really good.
Yeah, and you put solid snake from Metal Gear Solid 4 character skin, they can do hip thrusts. It's the funniest thing you'll ever see.
There's also the Super Mario mod, which is basically like... you know that one?
No, I don't actually.
The level basically is this like 2D type place. Kind of like Little Big Planet, though. But you have the Mario aspect of the world where they're like the... pipes and all that stuff, and you basically fight like that. It's awesome.
Alright, so UT3, does it have a Fanboys United recommendation?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yes,
it does.
Okay, here's the thing. $20, guys. $20 for a game that has amazing graphics, a lot of replay value, mods, split screen, trophies.
Have you guys played the... Wait, am I saying Titan?
The
Goliath?
What?
Or the Titan Master.
Okay, moving on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Daniel's just confused. He hasn't talked
about it. The really big stuff.
Because well, there's the Titan expansion pack.
Oh, yeah. The vehicle?
But that's not out yet. There's a giant...
Did you ever find that big...
Oh, yeah, there's a big vehicle. I think it's
called... Oh, that? The vehicle? Yeah, I have
the Goliath?
Yeah.
It's basically this huge-ass... Kind of like a tank, but on each corner, there's a turret, and some of your teammates can go on it, and you can open up a shield on it, too.
Does it have, like, a big laser cannon, too?
Yeah.
The entire map?
And while you're moving, you can shoot these rapid-fire lasers, and then you can stand still and open up a huge part of the back where this... The biggest weapon in the game I've seen is
crazy.
A huge laser that fires and just explodes into this, like, type of ball of
death.
Energy just shoots out, and it's awesome.
That sounds intense.
Yes.
Okay, so let's give a number rating. Christian, what do you give Unreal Tournament 3?
Well, I've only played it a little. When I played, it was fairly fun, so I'm going to get, like, a 7.
Wow.
I'm on shock. We're on, like,
All right.
I give it a 9 out of 10. I normally would give it an 8 because the gameplay is simplistic and kind of boring after a while, but it's $20. $20 for a trophy split-screen modded game. Come on, 9 out of 10. What can you
say? The same for me, 9 out of 10 because of the price.
9.
I'm going to go with 7.5.
Attack him!
Wait.
This version is the
only for, only for the game. I mean, the $20 means I'd probably like an 8 or 8.5. And if you like the game, you're going to get it anyway.
Yeah.
Like, if you like
really,
that other game.
I really played the game, so I really...
Okay, so Unreal Tournament 3, with the new patch coming out for PS3, you gotta get it for 360.
Just get it. Just
yeah,
get it.
Just get it. No questions.
It's not gonna cost
$20
much.
$20 in your pocket. Hey, let's go get Unreal Tournament 3. I think it replaces Burnout. Burnout's
and,
$20, so...
Watchmen.
Oh, yeah, hell.
Get it instead of Burnout.
Yeah.
If you had to choose, definitely not Watchmen.
Yeah, but... Okay, so enough for you. Now, our last review for the episode will be from Yuki again, another import, not in America, Dissidia Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy.
It's for the PSP.
The PSP exclusive, currently out in Japan. It is basically a Super Smash Bros. Type cast of characters, but with Final Fantasy series.
You know if it's coming out?
It's coming North America this summer, supposedly, but,
okay.
I mean, we got a full review here from our Yuki using the Japanese version, and, you know, we
Go
encourage
him.
This. Go him again. Okay, so here's Yuki's review for Dissidia Final Fantasy. Dissidia for PSP is a flat-out one of the best games for the PSP ever. Huh. That's saying a lot since there's a lot of games for the
system. Wow, that really starts with a bang.
Yeah. That's saying a lot since there's a lot of games for the system. The game is a 3D fighting game with a lot of RPG elements. Just like any other Final Fantasy you'll ever... Sorry. Just like any other Final Fantasy, you will level up and put on equipment. Unlike the traditional numbered Final Fantasy, you fight only one enemy at a time, and you fight using an enhanced version of the Kingdom Hearts battle system. Oh, that's a pretty good system. You took the battle system from that game and remade it to fit one-on-one conflicts. Most characters don't start off with a lot of attacks, but you eventually gain a good selection for each character. Speaking of characters, the game has 22 to select, one villain and one hero for each numbered Final Fantasy from 1 through 10. You also get a Taru Taru from Final Fantasy XI named Shantotto, and the villain from Final Fantasy XII named Gabrath. He actually pronounced it for me. Gabrath.
That's actually a good game as well, Final Fantasy XII.
Gabrath.
It's Gabrath.
Gabrath?
It's exactly the way it's spelled. Like, Gabrath.
Each character plays in their own unique fighting style, except for Final Fantasy V's hero, Barth, who has a fighting moves from each of the heroes, minus Shantotto. Of course, he's still unique with his throwing shield like the Final Fantasy I hero, Warrior of Light, and then when he lands, he follows it up with a spear-like attack from Final Fantasy II's hero, Phyron. The combat is fast and can last anywhere between a few seconds or a few minutes, depending on the character's level difference. Fights with the character have a 5-level-plus advantage with usual... what was that word?
Will.
Will.
Will. No, this one. Usus.
Usually
means the high-level character wins. It's still possible for the weaker to win, but the odds are severely against them. The length of the battles really is perfect for on-the-go gaming. Well, that's good. And I found myself picking this game to play for quick spurts more times than I do other games. Thanks to that, I've already spent over 70 hours on the game.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay, that's definitely kicked my total... Wow.
Way to go.
Really? For PSP game? Really?
Non-sarcastically.
Actually, wow. That's really good news. Christian just like jumping up and down, dancing.
Without the dancing part.
Without the dancing
part. Pre-ordering it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All the game stores are like, what?
He's already has his flight booked to Japan. Alright, where was I? Well, of course, it wouldn't be Final Fantasy without a story. Oh, there's a story. The game has a story mode for the heroes that involve them, minus Shantotto. This isn't a make fun of the review. This is just the character's name, Square Enix. Collecting crystal shards to battle against the villains and chaos. Each hero, minus Shantotto, gets their own story to select that you must complete so you can beat the game.
I'm starting to feel sorry for Shantotto. It doesn't have
Midas. Shantotto needs help.
Midas.
It sounds simple and short, but each story is 5 stages of chessboard-like blocks where you have to reach an endpoint that may or may not be unlocked from the start. On each stage, there are several enemies that serve as the game's random enemies. You fight crystallized version of the same hero or villain that tends to be good experience. At the end of each stage, you fight that character, respective villain, complete with a pure fan service pre-cutscene. The pre-cutscene is almost always good to watch since they take a strong leaning from Final Fantasy VII Advent Children style fighting from the hero and villain. Wow, that's actually really good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Now I just want to go on YouTube and look up the stuff.
Have you guys seen the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The story mode is well designed, and considering you have to select each hero, that means you have to level them up a bit. No grinding is required to beat their story mode. Which is a good thing, since after completing all of them, you can select whoever you want to complete for 4 levels and multiple stages in order to reach the final boss. Which, of course, the best advice would be to use somebody's fighting style you like. Story-wise, the game is decent. Each story mode starts with a narrator telling you of the character briefly, so if you never played the game, you'll understand the character a bit. Each story mode is sprinkled with a cutscene, but most of the story in between modes will have a voiceless text. I didn't know text had voices. Anyways, having decent understanding of Japanese voices, but low understanding of Japanese text, I couldn't understand the text parts very well and gave up trying to read them after the first story. Trust me, Asian writing is really complicated. So based off the voiced cutscenes, each character's story is a good representation of the hero's personality, with early Final Fantasy heroes, where personality was non-existent, Final Fantasy 1 through 3, they injected a surprising amount of personality to each one of them. Onion Knight, Final Fantasy 3, is really obsessed with protecting Terra, Final Fantasy 6, and just be a really good ally, Byron, Final Fantasy 2, has some sort of dream. He keeps talking about the Warrior of Light is the team leader. The Final Fantasy characters that already have a personality sadly have a personality before the end of their game, so their evolution of their start and end personality is kind of covered, but not really touched on. For example, Squall, Final Fantasy VIII, is pretty much on the quieter loner, and talks to himself that he was at the start of this game. He's also not afraid to get into fights and his teammates. Throughout his Dissidious storyline, he changes to his more talkative and friendly version at the end of his game. Of course, this really isn't covered a lot in Dissidia, but at least it's there. Pretty much each character's storyline is a abridged version of their own game, but both to bring newcomers up to speed and to bring back memories for the veterans. In terms of modes, the game has a decent amount. You can free battle, you can play the story mode, and you can fight in an endless battle to set up XP. You unlock this after completing the main story mode. Although it should be noted that after you complete the story mode, you unlock 2 side stories you must participate to unlock Shantotto and Gabaroth. You can unlock Final Fantasy 1 to 10 villains once you have enough points at any time. In many respects, the game succeeds at being fan service for the hardcore and being accessible and fun for newcomers. The gameplay itself isn't the most balanced, but does give enough of a chance that even the likely to lose can turn things around. There's lots of cover of gameplay mechanics, but I won't go into them. I'll just list what most of it is. There are air battles, HP attacks, summons, brave attacks, break status, follow-ups to brave attacks, X-Gouge, lock-on, etc.
I got lost there.
That's a lot.
Razor stuff.
Okay. Although the biggest gripe of gameplay is the camera. It works for the most battles, but depending on the stage, the more cramped ones, you sometimes don't get a good view of you or your enemy, so the AI enemy can easily launch an attack on you, and you won't know who. You won't know he. What the?
No, he is.
Until
as in he is.
Oh, you won't know until he lands it. The only other negative thing I can say is how cheap the final boss in the main story is. He's at level 45, but I had to be level 60 to beat him the first time with a good character.
Why is the final boss always incredibly cheap for those games?
Good old Square Enix. I used a slow character the second time. I went back for the heck of it. Well, 70 hours, dude. Nice. I had to be level 80 to win. The max level is 100, so being level 80 to take him was on the unreasonable side. Hell yeah. The final boss has three forms, and strangely enough, each form of his has a song played that is entirely in English. Weird hearing that in a Japanese game. Huh. The content you're getting for this game is outstanding. I'm not the biggest Final Fantasy fan. Haven't beaten them all of them yet. Who has? But I've beaten many
of them.
There's
too many.
So many, maybe my opinion is biased by a lot, or maybe it isn't. Either way, I'm giving this game a 9.5. Final Fantasy, well, FYI rating by increments of 0.5. Wow.
Nice review.
Yeah.
Next time you read it.
Yes, that's, you're no longer reading.
My throat hurts.
And because you can't read.
Shut up.
It sounds exciting.
Sounds good. Supposedly, Sony said it'll come out in the summer for North America.
Good time for it.
If Yuki says he put 70 hours into the game and it's supposed to be that good, I'm actually very intrigued all of a sudden. Before I'm just like, you know, I don't know a lot about Final Fantasy, but I mean, wow. Kingdom Hearts Combat.
Oh, good combat.
Good combat system. I mean, great stuff. Okay, so the somewhat reviews. UT3, the one of the best $20 you'll spend. Yeah. Mad Hazard, great story.
Rent it.
Gameplay, meh.
Meh.
Nobi Boy, a fun tech demo. Depending on your style, I don't know. Look up on YouTube. Some cool bits. And Dissidia, supposedly one of the best games on PSP. Thank you, Yuki, again for your reader review. We appreciate anything you coming. And you know.
Watchmen.
Oh, and Watchmen.
Watchmen. Yeah.
Not the best $20 you ever spend, but one of the funnest games you'll ever play.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what? Just a shout out to any more listener reviews. Thanks again, Yuki. We appreciate it a lot. Looking forward to your future endeavors.
Props, man.
We're still looking for listener reviews for Halo Wars and Tom Clancy's Hawks. We're considering picking up Halo Wars if not in the coming weeks nothing pops up. But again, that's enough for reviews. We will take our final break, Big Gnosis Picks, and we will finally end the show. Now, if I can find the button, maybe I can do this myself. Yeah! Alright, my voice is still hurting like hell, but we're back. We realize this can be another long show. Hope you enjoy it. We're all sweating here. Christian's about to, murder somebody.
Especially Daniel.
Not really, but okay.
We all want to murder Daniel, but you know what? Big Nose, give them your Little Big Planet picks.
Okay, so for Big Nose's picks, all you Little Big Planet players,
why is it called Big Nose?
We go over this every time I come.
Not this time.
Okay, so first one, I'd have to say Colors in the Dark by Siren Rose. It's pretty psychedelic. Thinking of a good word. Lots of colors, platforming level. I liked it. The complete opposite, next level is Anti-Color by L. sorry about that. Had interesting. I really can't read my own writing. L something ZX 497. That's the person's.
It looks like a greater than or less than sign.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I wrote. It's like the complete opposite. It's black and white. It's a pretty fun level. Again, platforming. Michael and Kevin are looking up Jesus pictures. I'm not sure why.
Images.
I'm
with you too.
Next one is The Wizard of Odd by Wexfordian. Pretty much level like The Wizard of Oz. It's pretty funny.
Except it's odd.
Yeah.
No shit.
So he's not from Oz.
No.
He's not?
No.
Oh.
Okay, Kevin.
That's unfortunate.
And the last one is Houston, We Have a Little Big Problem by Dead Air. As you can probably guess, it's a space level. So, yeah, those are my picks. So.
All right, guys, this is the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed it. Finally, we're sweating like pigs. Daniel's hands are like waterfalls right now.
No, that's normal, though.
We hope you enjoyed the show. Gavin, thank you for taking the time to come and
listen. Special guest hosting.
Even though...
No one knows you?
Yeah, no one knows you. We'll have you some other time.
Our special guest host.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed the show again, guys. Next episode, I don't even know what we're going to do.
We'll make it up.
We'll make it up.
We'll wing it.
Yeah, we'll make our own game. But thank you for listening to Fanboys United Podcast again. Hope you appreciate it. Any comments you have will be appreciated. Kevin, why don't you tell us where you can find us?
Yeah, you can find us at vgevo.com in the non-network section.
Other great podcasts there you guys want to check out. Yeah.
And podomatic.com. That's where... Oh, yeah, it's fan...
That's where we're at, man. www.fanboysunited.podomatic.com.
And you can find our feed there.
Yeah.
Also on iTunes.
And we're on iTunes, yeah.
Yeah, with our review.
Yeah, what's our email?
Our mysterious reviewer.
Who could that be?
Who could that be?
Maybe he's in the room right
Gavin,
now.
Gavin, why are you running out of the room? Why? What are you doing? Okay, guys, again.
We also have an email, don't we?
Oh, yeah, email. Fanboysunited@hotmail.com.
Wow. Original.
Original. Always, all right, guys, enough of that. Thank you for listening again.
Thank you.
Until next time, Gavin, we'll see you in hell. Bye. Yes.